Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air.
Hey, on today's program, my son, Dr. Zach Clinton, he's joined by a great guest. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back in to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Zach Clinton. Let's get started. Today's conversation is going to take us around the world to the front lines of compassion, hope, and transformation. We're joined today by Tim Thompson, the Director of U.S. Event Partnerships at Compassion International, an incredible organization that's been releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name for decades. With over 2 million children served across 29 countries, Compassion's mission reminds us that Jesus not only sees the poor, He calls us to see and serve them too. Tim has spent years traveling, serving, and telling the stories of lives changed throughout this ministry. And let me tell you, if you're involved in this ministry, it might too change your life as well. Today, we'll unpack what it means to be Christ-centered, church-driven, and child-focused, and how ordinary people can make an extraordinary difference. Tim Thompson, my friend, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks so much for having me. I'm blessed to be here. It's an honor.
Here in your backyard.
Yeah,
let me tell you
this. This is great. Thanks for making the trip.
We kind of sprung it upon you, but we're grateful. Reserved this side room. And I can't wait to dive into today's conversation. I think before we talk about all things Compassion International, though, you and I, we go way back. We were just talking. You've almost kind of watched me grow up because we spent so much time together throughout the years at all of these events. And you and Miss Tiffany, we were able to spend some really meaningful moments with recently, this past fall, just a couple months back at our EWM and Lynchburg event. And I just wanted to hear a little bit more of the backwater of Tim Thompson's story. Mm-hmm. I know you got here in 2010, and we'll speed that up here in a moment. But before Compassion International, take us back. What really set your heart on fire for the Lord and just doing ministry such as this?
Well, I had the privilege, first off, of being born into a Christian family, which set the table for for stability and love. And the cool thing is I was adopted. And so I've always felt special. Like I've always felt chosen. I've always felt like God's had his hand on my life. And with that, God wanted me to do something with that. I have always loved Jesus. I mean, like I came to know the Lord and gave my little 9-year-old life to Jesus, you know, folding my hands on my bed, you know, just like I saw in books, pictures and stuff from Sunday school. And, you know, obviously life has its curves and challenges, but God has been crazy faithful to me. I've had the privilege of working with my father, who is in heaven right now. But he was a great, great man, loved Jesus, served him faithfully his whole life. And then on top of that, there were mentors my whole life. There were people. There were guys 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years older than me that I always like would look up to and go, look how Zach handled that. Look how so-and-so handled that. And I think that's the way I learned. Yeah. I wasn't one that had to like find out for myself and test, because I could just look across the table and go, that didn't work. You know, that's a bad path. That's a bad decision. And so I made decisions based on how it affected people, what their lives, how they lived their lives. And I was just blessed enough to be around amazing people. I got to serve at Willow Creek Community Church in Barrington, Illinois when I was in college in their youth ministry, because I was going to be a youth pastor and change the world. And I was going to Trinity University back then. And and that's where I met Tiffany, which is what I think God really wanted me to do, is meet the right girl.
Yes.
So I would say that's how I'd answer that question.
With Compassion International, I'm thinking about somebody out there today, Tim, who maybe is... They know about you guys, but they aren't exactly sure kind of the ins and outs, the details. I know you guys have those three pillars, right? Being Christ-centered, being church-driven, and being child-focused. if you could take us a little bit deeper into what you guys do, but just give us kind of an overarching picture. What does Compassion International really do on a daily basis?
Well, at its core, we're a holistic child development program. So we take care of kids from start to finish. And holistic being everything from their giving them food, medical care,
yes,
education, and then taking care of their social development and mental health, and then all the way, of course, hopefully introducing them to Jesus. So that's, Compassion learned early on that children aren't interested in hearing what you want to say when they're starving. You have to meet their physical needs to even get their ears to even work, right?
I'd be
the same,
right?
I'd be the same. I'm just hungry. I just give me something to eat, and then we can become friends, right? Yeah. But don't tell me I got to do something first. So it's the whole thing. So compassion works, and the thing that sets compassion apart is that first pillar is that we're Christ-centered.
Yes,
it's everything that compassion does, and I think you mentioned is that we work through the local church.
Yes.
So Compassion is working in, like you said, 29 countries, and we're working with over 8,000 churches in those countries. It's a lot of churches. And we work through churches because Jesus says that the church is the answer for the world today. And everything else that everybody else has tried, it just doesn't work. So the church, we believe that to be true. And so we've seen amazing transformation of not just full bellies and people that are educated, which is great, but people that have, their lives have been transformed by the gospel, and the things that they have gone to do is just mind blowing. Well, you've actually met Richmond Wandera
at our national event.
Yes, at your national event. And he started a pastorship discipleship network, and he has trained over 15,000 pastors in Africa. And he was a sponsored child. Like a teenager sponsored him. He followed what God wanted, and he had a sponsor that loved the heck out of him, and they just need an opportunity.
Again, you talk about just like the hopelessness that you'll see, but also the joy and the contentment of these individuals that live over there, because, you know, we don't live with that same contentment here with everything at our fingertips. We just don't. We take things for granted all the time rather than taking them with gratitude. Yeah. And when you go there, you think, yes, and you do support them, right? Mm-hmm. Like you do give. But man, when you come back home, you realize that you received so much more, exponentially more than you could have ever given or offered 100%. In the first place.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beautiful thing about what you guys do. I was just, as we're walking into your headquarters here at Compassion International in Colorado Springs, you have those statues, and one of them is Jesus holding a child on his lap with all of the other children that are just sitting there. And you have a verse written on the wall, Matthew 19:14, "Let the little children come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." I'd love to hear from you just as we continue to support kids and step up and step into their lives. Why is that really becoming the hands and feet of Jesus? And why do you believe that Jesus had such a heart for children and those who develop childlike faith?
I think God wanted us, he set that example of loving on kids because he knew that there was going to be such a need. And that's why there was such a strong emphasis in his messaging about taking care of the poor. And I don't think the poor are going to ever go away. I think there's always going to be poor. The poor meter changes a little bit, but with over 300 million, that's a big number of children. And Compassion's just, you know, we're at 2.4 right now. So there's a lot of work to be done. God's heart for kids is they're so moldable and shapeable, and they just love well. When you give a little bit and you love on them, it's like you putting like wind under their sails and you just launch them. I just think God wants us to be in relationship with people, and he wants us to help, and he wants us to serve. And children are a really easy entry point, yeah, for one, because they're kids and they're not threatening. It's close to God's heart, and it's an easy thing to do, but it makes a huge impact.
It does. Something I learned from my dad growing up, Tim, he would always say that every child deserves somebody
that's absolutely crazy about them.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
And I think, you know, as a sponsor, like, you get the opportunity of being that person in a child's life. And you've mentioned it. You often get out of the process, out of the sponsorship, out of the relationship, out of the connection, what you put into it, right? It can just be a thing where, you know, $43 a month just comes out of your bank account and you're like, oh, you know, where did that go type of thing. Or it can be something that you dive deep into and you begin to literally communicate with a real person around the world as you walk alongside of each other in this crazy journey that we call life. And I think something, you know, obviously there's so many stats that I could read here. You mentioned 2.3 million children served, 1.5 million medical interventions, 10.6 million family food packs, 7.6 million hygiene kits, $16 million given to disaster relief, 1.3 million letters written to children. That's the impact just over the last year alone here at Compassion. Some of these stats, children in the Compassion program are up to 40% more likely to finish secondary education. Children in the Compassion program are 80% more likely to graduate from college. Children in the Compassion program are up to 75% more likely to become leaders in their communities. Yeah. That's just the hard facts. That's right. The data here. And so as we even unpack that, something Brian and I, as we were driving up here, we were talking about in the car, is that you guys don't just sponsor children, but you really are sponsoring and serving the family unit. Yeah. I think that's where we have such a heart too, because I think of all the moms and dads overseas, whether they're in a dual relationship, they're married, they live in the same home, whether they're single parents, and there's just been a lot of atrocities that's happened over time, a lot of trauma, but a lot of them are working so hard just to put food on the table, and they're not even being able to spend time with their own children because they're just trying to give them a livelihood. But when we get to sponsor a child, think about just like the relief that that can be for a family as well. Speak to our audience today, Tim, just about, it's not even just about the children as well as it's also about the entire family at large.
Right. We say at Compassion that when you sponsor one, that the reach is 11, which is doesn't make sense, but it's God math, right? And it's because, here's some examples, like if I sponsor a little boy in Burkina Faso, like we do, and he goes and has lunch at the church, it's really, really common for them to eat about half of it and then bring the rest home because they want to help their siblings because they know their siblings aren't getting that. And their family is actually happy that they're there. It's not like there's weird competition like we have here in the States. And it's the same with like education. So the little guy that's sponsored gets to go to school and he might be one of six kids in this family and he's the one that gets to go to school. But the cool thing about kids that live in poverty is their mindset is that whatever they have is yours. And so they share. And so little guy goes off to school, he comes home, and he's teaching his sibling how to read. He's teaching his sibling math. He's teaching his sibling about history. Like it's so common like that they just pass things down and they just give so freely. When you register a child in the church program at Compassion, there's responsibilities and expectations of you as a parent that you come around so many times per month and that, you know, the child is engaged in the program every week and there's, and so the family is very connected. Compassion does like home visits to make sure that the homes are safe and teaching, and they teach the parents and the caregivers how to do everything from cook to clean to hygiene to, you know. And then the neat thing is another neat thing is the medical care that Compassion gives. Like, so you think $43 a month doesn't go very far, but actually in these developing countries, it does go pretty far. And with Compassion's help from other programs, like if my sponsored child had to go to the hospital, like obviously $43 doesn't cover hospital bills, but if they're in Compassion's program, their bills are covered. Like they get taken care of. If, you know, they fall out of a tree and break their arm, Compassion's going to put a cast on their arm. And they do regular checkups by doctors and have dentist appointments, just like you and I had. And it's really different because the rest of their family doesn't have that part. They don't have that. But it's not uncommon for those families to all feel so, so, so blessed. Birthdays and Christmases, you know, we can send extra gifts and things. And if you sent, you know, if you sent $100 to one of your kids for Christmas, when I've done that, I've gotten like a photograph of what they bought. And Zach, it's crazy. Like they buy three huge bags of rice the size of me, you know, like 10 jugs of gallons of oil. And this is what they buy because they buy it for what the family needs too. Yeah. And there's food, mostly food, and maybe a little toy, but there's like, it's just, you know, they buy some beans and stuff. And, you know, so it's crazy, but how far it goes though. I mean, it goes a long way, the money there. So
it goes a long way. I know there's so many probably alumni stories that stick out to you. You already mentioned one. You know, my dad recently has told a story of being in an Uber and the driver had on, you know, just Christian music playing, and he asked them where he was from, and he shared his story about growing up overseas but then being sponsored in the Compassion International program, coming here to the States, being able to attend college, and just was really just saying he was a testament to what God has done through this incredible organization and ministry. But I'd love to hear from you. I know you have a lot more stories than I do. Mm. What's maybe a top one that sticks out to you that when you hear it, it just wants you, it just brings tears to your eyes, Tim?
One? Just one? like you said, you get out of sponsorship really what you put in. So you could do the bare minimum and have money leave your account, and you're caring for a child, and Compassion's programming is amazing, and they're receiving all the things that we've discussed, but they're not receiving the relationship that you can have and speaking into the heart of a child and helping them become who they are. Like you have a mom and dad that spoke over you and spoke into you and told you what you can be. They don't have that. And so that's what a sponsor can do. Many, many, many kids never hear the words, "I love you." It's culturally, or it's just not in there. So for you as a sponsor to step in and tell the child that you love them and that you're praying for them and you can, and they can, and what, and ask them what their dreams and hopes are, what do they want to be when they grow up, and then help foster that. And, you know, that's what you can do as a sponsor. So many of the alumni that I get to work with and interact with are ones that had sponsors like that, that really stepped up, which is intimidating for me as a sponsor, because I'm like, oh, am I that good? I don't know if I'm that, you know, because I want to be.
Yes.
And each one of these countries, every one of our country, the 29 countries, has a country director.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have staff there, and we have a building, not like this one, but a building. Definitely. And the actual country director for the Dominican Republic right now is a formerly sponsored child named Tony Beltran. And he had a sponsor that loved the heck out of him and gave him an opportunity and spoke truth and life into him, paid for his college, paid for him to come to the United States and get his master's at Moody. And now he has worked his way up. He's sharp, sharp kids all the way up to now he's running the whole Compassion office in the DR. Another gentleman who was the very first chiropractor, Dominican chiropractor for his country. And then this one even gets crazier. There's this a girl named Yuzerling from the DR, grew up in the sugarcane fields, and she wanted to be a surgeon. And you know, everyone was like, you're a girl. You can't, girls aren't surgeons. You could be a nurse. And she wanted to be a surgeon, and her sponsors spoke life and hope and help foster that. And long story short, she is a neurosurgeon in the DR, first female neurosurgeon in the country.
Wow.
A sponsored child. So it's not that these kids are not smart.
Right.
It's just because they don't have an opportunity. That's just one country of three kids that I just mentioned. And they're not kids, they're all grown adults, you know, now. It's so fun.
It's amazing just to hear again the impact that's happening globally and generationally, and how people are continuing to go and do amazing things because of the opportunity that just one simple obedient yes could potentially open the door to. Right. I want to ask this because a lot of our audience might be saying, you know, as they're hearing more and more about Compassion International, they're blown away by the impact you guys are having, but also they want to get involved. And I know that you guys offer two unique, powerful ways that they can actually get involved today. The first is by sponsoring a child. Of course, it's kind of what we've been talking about, $43 a month. I'll let you dive into that a little bit more. But then second, by donating to meet a critical need. Mm-hmm. If you would, just speak to both of those and how our audience can say, man, I want to lock arm in arm with what Compassion is doing because I want to help save and serve the lost.
The critical needs is, you know, obviously the $43 covers the child's programming needs. And then when there's other things that happen in these developing countries, and, you know, there's famines, there's tsunamis, there's hurricanes, you know, all the things that happen. You look at Haiti and the DR and things like that. There's almost always something extra to give to. Yes. That where the kids need it, where a church gets, you know, wiped out, or some homes of the children get, you know, messed up from famines or whatever. They need extra food, or and so that's what the critical needs is for. So there's a way you can go right on the compassion.com and do that. If you wanted to sponsor a child, that's fantastic too. They could simply just go to compassion.com/AACC. And then we'll get to see that follow the AACC path. It's great. And $43 a month, you know, changes their world, and
it'll change.
And it'll change yours
too. Yeah. I promise you that. I am just encouraging all of our audience, make sure that you go and you just partake in what God is doing through Compassion. Compassion.com/AACC. We would love for all of our audience, our members, our students, our leaders, everybody involved with us at AACC to get involved with what God is doing through Compassion. I want to close this way. Tim, my final thought is I typically leave the door open for our guests to share just a pressing word that God's placed on their heart. And the word that really comes to my mind after our entire conversation is compassion, right? That Jesus, and I've studied the word passion quite a bit, and when you break down at the root of the word, it actually means to suffer. Compassion, when you break it down, means to suffer with. And I'm just thinking about somebody out there today who may be struggling themselves, or I'm thinking about somebody out there today who might have the resources to come alongside of somebody who is in a moment of need. Mm. What's just one final word of hope, encouragement, and motivation of what it might look like for us to receive and to offer the compassion of Christ?
When you step into the life of another person, it does a couple of things. One, it takes the focus off yourself, because I think we're a society that is way too much thinking about ourselves, and then we make decisions based all on me, 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 me. If you were to enter into the life of a child or give to another need, what it does is it changes your focus. And God wants us to be outward. If you're feeling sad, it could be because you've just so much inside thinking. When you know you get your eyes off yourself and offer some hope to somebody else, step into another person's life, it changes yours, like you said. It's such a win. And I don't think we do that enough in this state that we're in this plenty, this country that we live in.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I think when you recognize what generosity is, when you understand getting outside of yourself to give and offer yourself to somebody else who might be in need,
yeah,
it reminds us that we might not have to live in excess. We can just simply rely and trust that Jesus is enough.
Yeah.
And if we can do that, and we can remind the world, right, every village, everywhere, I'll tell you this, AACC is arm in arm with Compassion and what you guys do until that great commission comes to fruition, because yeah, we want the world to know Jesus, we want to support the world, and we want to extend the compassion of Christ everywhere, again, that we go. Tim Thompson, my friend, so grateful for you. So grateful for your time today. So grateful for just your willingness to allow us to come here to the headquarters and to have this conversation. Thank you again for all that you're doing, for your obedient, yes, 15 years ago to step into this organization, and also just all that you're doing around the world. I know you love to travel. I know you have probably some missions trips coming up here soon. Any on the docket that we can be praying for?
Actually, my wife, Tiffany, is actually heading back to Kenya in January. So, that's the next one. She's going without me on this one. I went in this past January with her, but so that's the first one. And then there's some trips in April and May that I'm looking at. We're hoping to jump on. So those would be the next ones.
I hope I'm coming with you in May. So I'll be praying,
so
especially
yes,
for those ones. But
I love it.
We'll be praying for you, sir. Thank you for all that you do, and thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit AACCFoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
This is Dr. Shawnee Anderson, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist who's been in practice for over 30 years. In my clinical experience, one of the hardest parts for someone struggling with their mental health is the very first step, the just reaching out for help part. I understand that asking for help is hard, but finding that help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, the mission is to make it easier to find a Christian clinician or coach who is compatible with you, someone you feel comfortable with, who shares your faith and values. Whether you're walking through grief, battling anxiety or depression, or facing any other of life's challenges, excellent mental health care providers are here to come alongside you with support that is both clinically excellent and distinctly Christian. If you or someone you know is looking for help and healing, we invite you to take that next step today. Go to ChristianCareConnect.com to find a provider within 100 miles of you. For further support or questions, you can email us at contact@ChristianCareConnect.com. A new way to start your journey to wellness and peace of mind.